Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts.
From the Deep Fauntleroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, and westerly Rhode Island, this is episode 177 of the Por Favor, Manténganse Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Fenway, also down in sunny Southwest Florida, and Mr. Klinsman up in Western. Good evening, Mr. Klinsman.
Oh, I get third billing behind the dog.
Third billing, Susie's out of town, the door's open. Fenway heard me talking to you, and he came over here and parked his orifice right on the carpet.
Yeah, well, he needs to know who you're talking to.
Yeah,
he has to
curious.
Keep track of every... He assumed you were talking to Susie. He's like, oh, Susie's back.
Yeah, he hears her voice such luck. On speakerphone. His tail just goes berserk.
Very good. How's life as a bachelor this week?
You don't do anything really different.
No.
I mean, other than I had my card game, I had the strippers over, but other than that, it's been, you know, pretty normal.
Low-key,
yeah,
normal week.
Yeah.
Yeah. When's she coming back?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
I think she's got the first flight out of Green, which is lovely, because now I got to drive up to Tampa at, like, 9 o'clock.
Ah, nice.
Go over two bridges, yeah.
In rush hour traffic.
Probably rush hour traffic, yep.
This is Eric.
This is Mike.
I saw one of those Coke bottles at my work today. It was Eric, E-R-I-C-K.
Ooh, E-R-I-C-K.
Yeah, that was a good one. Do you like those Coke bottles with the names? I think they're very funny.
No, I don't.
You don't like it?
No.
You don't like walking by at the supermarket and seeing a Jason staring at you or something?
No, I never even notice it. I really don't care for them.
You gotta take a better look. As someone who gets a kick out of names, that seems like it should be right up
your
alley.
Yeah, certain names, though. Yeah, Jason's a good one.
Like, if you were walking by and you saw a Coke bottle with Jürgen on it, what would you do?
Oh, I'd buy it. I'd buy every last one of them.
Just Jürgen with the umlaut over it?
Yeah, it's like when you were buying baseball cards and they had the ones at Ann and Hope and they had the clear packs. And,
yeah.
Like, you saw, like, it was Wade Boggs' rookie. Well, you had to grab it. You'd just go through those and get every last one you could get.
Yeah, exactly. It was a good piece of audio you played during the first break last week.
I don't even... Which one was that? That Chuck
the,
Mangione?
The recap. The Valley Country Club Rhode Island Amateur recap
Don
video.
Don Coyne.
Yeah.
You liked that, didn't you?
That was good, yes.
That was good. We have a creative group here at the Por Favor Productions.
Yeah, I mean, we give Eugene a hard time, but he's a creative guy. He's kind of scattered-brained. He'll forget things here and there, but he's one of those creative types. So you know you can rely on him for some of that good content.
And as an unpaid intern, he's finally come around. He's earning his keep.
Yeah, he's showing some value. Yeah, so what else is new down in Florida?
So you like this. So yesterday I opened at the golf course, at one of the golf courses. And usually the assistant pro who works on Monday, his kid works in grounds, so he shows up at like 5:30. Those two drive in together.
Yep.
My pro shop lights are dark at 6 o'clock, so I'm pulling out carts. People are showing up. 6:30, now the lights are dark. Guy goes, and I'm not in the mood for what's going on because I don't know what's going on.
Right.
So 6:45, I see this guy, he comes walking over to me. I'm like, here we go. He's like, hey,
What time's the first tee time?
Like 6:42.
Oh, okay, that's not good.
So it comes walking over to me, goes, what time does the pro shop open? I go, 6, and I stop to walk away, right? And I see him looking at his watch. I said, yeah, no, it's 6:45. Well, what time are they? I said, they open at 6. I don't know what the heck's going on. He's like, I said, what time's your tee time? He's like, 6:40. I go, head over to number 1, right? So
cash only, sir.
So everybody's showing up, and there's no... And I'm looking to my left, looking to my right. I'm like, this is a setup. This is way too good to be true.
Are you by yourself?
I'm all by myself, Bill. I work by myself.
Okay.
So, foursome goes over. 10 minutes later, another foursome goes over.
Where are they getting these carts?
Oh, because
so
I bring
the
carts. Yeah, I bring the carts out of the cart barn and load them up, get my tips, and they go in and pay in the pro shop.
Get your nickels, right?
I got it. Well, you only get singles there. This is a really, really cheap place.
Oh, this is the public.
Yeah,
place.
Death
okay.
by a thousand paper cuts. You make your money by all singles. It's horrible. I get about one nickel a day, 1 to 2 nickels a day, and that's it.
Yeah.
So I'm looking around. I'm like, this is like the guy he brought a Brinks truck in. He backed it up. He's shorthanded, and he's in there mudding for 15 minutes, and the doors are wide open.
You think it's a setup.
Yeah, I'm like, this is too good to be true. So I'm like, the starter has a microphone. He'll yell, Cunningham, threesome, and twosome are up. I'm like, God, I want to grab that microphone and talk about maybe some 50% discount, all cash discounts on the curb.
Is the mic there? It's a hot mic.
No, the mic's unfortunately in the pro shop.
Yeah, that's too bad.
So I'm like doing the math. I'm like, oh my God, there's so much money being left on the table here. Somebody's got to get fired. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, it'd probably be you if you did the wrong thing.
Yeah, so finally my buddy, who's the head pro, and I went over to work for him because I worked with him at the private club. And he asked me if I could help him out one day a week and stuff. So he comes walking up. He's got a kid's clinic. It's 8:30, right? And he goes, he's just smirking. He goes, how much money did you make today, right? I go,
oh boy.
I split $600 with the starter. And he just starts laughing. I go, are you responsible, sir? I said, because if that's the case, I owe you a steak dinner. He's like, no, somebody else was supposed to open, blah, blah, blah. So later in the afternoon, I'm like, how are you guys going to collect this stuff? I'm like, you guys left probably $800-900 out there. It's like they knew most of the people because they were all men's club, and a lot of the people were coming in at the turn and coming in after their round. I'm like, but you know damn well there's got to be 20, 30 people who...
They got to be weasels.
They got the heck out of there, yeah.
Right, yeah.
But I've never seen anything like that.
So you didn't... so you just let them go.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah, just go No, I didn't go there. I've got morals, Bill.
No, I didn't mean that you would do that, but like, were they like, well, I'll just pay you the cash and you held on to it, or you were just like, go.
And I don't even know because they have so many stupid things. Like, they have the big summer card, they have this. So the rate, they have like 19 different rates.
Oh, so it's like you walk in, you don't even know what you're paying.
You don't even know what you're paying. Yeah, I mean, it's just,
it's not like $15 before 7 o'clock or something. It's all different things.
Because there was one guy that plays every Monday. I was talking to him. I said, you know, I kind of want to do the 50% discount cash only. He goes, you should. I'm like, yeah, that's wrong. But it was crazy.
No show, huh?
Absolutely crazy. Yeah, no show. Oh my God.
What happened to the grounds crew guy? He didn't show up either, I guess.
No, I guess the assistant pro had the day off. Because his son was there, he was working, so the assistant pro, and he smokes about, you know, 14 to 15 packs a day, so I'm like, either John had a heart attack, or the person who's, or he's on vacation, and whoever was supposed to come didn't show up.
I see. Miscommunication.
A little miscommunication.
Like. And they don't let you anywhere near the pro shop, they know better than that.
No, they want me to work in the pro shop, I want nothing to do with that.
Yeah, no nickels in there, right?
Nah, you don't make any money in that pro shop. And they were all weird. They all come in, hey, yes, I have the big summer card. Does that include range? And these guys are paying like $8.99 a round of golf, and they're worried about, you know, they only play 15 holes. Can they get 3 for a rain check? It's just awful. I go into pro shop.
Really, really?
Oh, they're real bad. Real bad. And one guy was looking for a rain check because it was slow, and he only played 9. My buddy's like, uh-huh, yeah, that's fine. He just wrote it down on a business card and just gave it. You just want to get them the heck out of there.
Yeah, right.
It's like when I worked at Wells Fargo, and these people would come in and start bitching about their overdraft fees. Like, it ain't my money. I'll just reverse them just to get you out of my cubicle.
Yeah, please leave, sir.
You know, they'd all come in and just start lying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this, and it, whenever they said, you guys screwed up, that's when I got irritated. When I had the college kid come in, and he was like, he goes, I screwed up. He goes, I wasn't paying attention, I overspent. I'm like, all right, buddy. I'm like, we've all been there, I'll reverse your fees. But when you come in and start with the attitude, and me personally, you did, I go, oops, me?
Yeah, what did I do? I'm sitting here playing Minesweeper. Don't...
Yeah.
I'm playing that fart game or whatever it is.
I got my phone up to my ear before... pretending to be on the phone with a customer so my boss doesn't come in. How many sales do you have? How many credit cards did you sell? See her walk around with your clipboard, you immediately grab your phone. Oh, yeah, hello, Mrs. Melnick. How's it going? Oh, yeah, I did. I got those checks are on order. Let me check. She'd be standing there staring at me, and it would be like the longest conversation about a check order.
You would just keep talking. Yes, we do have the Mickey Mouse checks.
Yeah, certainly you could get those. Hold on, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you want a monogrammed? Yeah, that's no problem. It's just an extra fee. Yeah, we'll add that right on there. We'll get those out. You need them next day? That's
well,
not next day air. That's another charge.
Yeah. You'd make the. We used to have call night. That was always miserable. You'd have to actually call, stay after the bank closed and then hassle people about sell them. So whatever they had, whatever they didn't have, you'd have to try to talk them into it. Well, we've been really low on home equity, so this week we're going to do a home equity call blitz. I mean, I'd call Kristen, I'd call Devorney, just call my fake customers. Oh, it's awful.
Call blitz.
Never been...
Home equity.
Call blitz. Never been happier cleaning golf clubs.
Yeah, it sounds like you got an upgrade there.
Yep. You know, Billy, it takes us years to finally figure out what our calling is in life is.
And yours is hustling nickels and cleaning seven irons.
That's right.
So, hey.
That's right.
Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
I'd love to.
This is from Stony Creek Brewing out of Branford, Connecticut. This is called the Stony Joe Golden Mocha Stout. A stout brewed with cocoa and coffee. 5.5% alcohol by volume.
Attaboy. And you're starting a little late, so this is definitely going to put you to bed.
Well, I don't know. It's got coffee in it, so it could have the inverse effect.
It's like the guys who drink and then do the heart attacks in a can. Red Bull
and the
vodka.
Jaeger bombs or whatever? Yeah. Red Bull and Jägermeister, whatever it is. Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, it's a good one. I like this one, though. It's not like a super heavy stout. It's a golden stout, so it's a lighter beer. It's got good flavor. Anyway, that's all I have to say. All right,
Bill,
we can
go to vacation. Or vacation. Right,
let's take a little vacation. We'll be back in 6 weeks.
Let's take a short vacation.
You know, people would be dying if we took a vacation.
I know.
They've been begging for us to take a few weeks off.
Yeah, I know they have. Oh, no show this week?
Stop putting out... Exactly. Finally. All right, sorry.
All right, we'll go to break. Talk about this week, Mr. Klinsman. Should we just jump into whatever other podcaster is talking about?
Yeah, we're just going to be noise in the background. We're talking about D23, all the new things that were announced for Walt Disney World.
And did you notice how many thousands of big ass clowns out there who are calling it? It was like Buster Olney Jr. Disney
what do you
to
mean?
Provide open a new restaurant in Tomorrowland. Like you're the first.
Oh, like they needed to be the first person. It's like they're announcing.
But
this
it was
stuff.
Already
like,
after it got announced.
Oh yeah, so basically what we're doing?
Pretty much, but we're not on Twitter breaking this stuff.
Well, that's true. Breaking news confirmed. Yeah, that's kind of silly, but that's okay. I think we're gonna have a more unique take than others.
As we always do, Mr. Klinsman. As we always do,
for the most part. So that wasn't really on my radar, the D23, and then, like, as the week, as it got closer, people started talking about it. on Facebook and Twitter, like, oh, this is rumored, this is rumored. And I'm thinking to myself, why are all these rumors popping up? And then I kind of saw that it was D23, and I know they make a bunch of announcements at those things. That's where they announced the Pandora stuff, whatever, 6 years ago, and they announced the Star Wars expansion a couple of years ago. So it's always a big, yes, like, announcement. It's their big thing where they get all these rumors out in the open, and it's fine. It's kind of a cool thing. I wouldn't be caught dead going there.
You wouldn't go?
It's so crowded, from what I see. It's hard to, like, even get around.
Like,
you can't get in.
It's like your Disney National Sales meeting, though, Bill. We could show up with suits and our credentials. It would be cool, wouldn't it?
The problem is you got to wait, like, 6 hours to get into the freaking announcements. Those, like, the park and resort one that has all the cool, all the good announcements. Mm-hmm. You have to, like, wait outside the whole day outside the room to get your seat. Otherwise, you're watching it on a video screen, and what the heck's the point at that point? I don't know. It just doesn't appeal to me. Like, Comic-Con, I would never go to Comic-Con, even if I was a big fan of that stuff. It's just too many people. I mean, obviously, we're not big fans of the comic book stuff. We both have made that clear. Yes. But even if I was a huge fan, that wouldn't be on my radar, I guess, is my point. All that being said, a lot of information about Walt Disney World was released. And you have a site pulled up, so we're just going to go in order on this website, not necessarily the order of how they were announced. But
okay, that sounds good by me, Billy.
Looks like we're starting off in the Magic Kingdom, and there's a few, couple announcements in Magic Kingdom. I think the biggest one, which a lot of people are talking about, is the Tron Coaster.
The Tron Coaster. What is this thing all about?
So I guess it's in the Shanghai Disneyland Park, and it is going to be near the Tomorrowland Speedway in Space Mountain, which is actually a big piece of news in itself because there were a lot of rumors that the Tomorrowland Speedway was going to be closed down to put something else there. So they're going to spare the Speedway.
I like that.
And, yeah, I know. I figured you'd be a good fan of that. And then this is no opening date yet, but the Tron Coaster, very popular. I'm not sure. I haven't watched any YouTubes of it or the Shanghai Disneyland one, but I think you actually sit on, like, a motorcycle, because, I don't know, do you ever see Tron?
No, I don't even know what Tron is.
So, I'm not really too sure. I know they ride these things, they're called, like, light cycles, and they're like a motorcycle, and they're different colors. So I think the ride vehicle is like that, so it's like you're on a motorcycle going through a roller coaster, which is a unique experience. It might be good, I don't know, I'll have to check out the Shanghai one. I'm kind of indifferent on that. Like, it's fine if you want to add another roller coaster. I don't mind them adding stuff as long as they don't take things away. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm never necessarily against adding. Even if it's something I'm not thrilled about, if they add something in that doesn't screw up the theming or take something away that I like, then I'm all for it. And Tron makes sense in Tomorrowland, and they're not really taking anything away at this point. Although, in 3 weeks, we'll probably hear that they're going to, like, put it right on the footprint of Carousel of Progress, and then there'll be an uprising. But as of right now, it doesn't sound like they're going to close anything to put it there, which is good by me.
That's good news.
Do you have anything you want to add about this Tron coaster?
No.
Any desire? I'm sure you'll...
I'll probably go on it.
We'll go on it. Someday. I mean, I like the roller coasters, yeah, certainly. The next thing, this is... I'm a big fan of this next announcement.
What's
I don't
this?
Know what you think. The Main Street USA Theater. So they're going to build a new theater for live performances on Main Street USA, and the design is based on the 1920s version of the Willis Theater in Kansas City. So, it's going to have live stage shows on Main Street. So, a lot of times, I've said it, and I think you've said it as well, that Main Street doesn't have, like, any attractions to it. There's nothing, I mean, there's a lot to do, but there's not a show. Like, at Disneyland, they have Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln right on Main Street, which is a really cool aspect. So now they have this live stage show where they can do performances of anything. It's not going to be just a screen. It's going to be an actual stage show akin to, like, the Finding Nemo one in Animal Kingdom. So I'm all for that. And it doesn't look like it's taking the place of anything either. I think it's going to go back behind, you know, that cut-through behind Tony's that you can go behind Main Street if, like, the parade's going on?
Correct, yes.
I think it's going to go in that area, okay, or the entrance is going to be in that area, from what I understand. But that's still just a rumor.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
I like this one.
I'm a big fan of it. I think it fits. It makes sense to have it based on Kansas City because that's where Walt grew up in that area. And can't go wrong with a live stage show. Depending on what performance they put in there, I'm sure it'll be good. They can rotate them in and out based on what's going on. So I like that. I like that announcement.
Plus, you can load a lot of people into that thing. Get them off the streets,
sure,
and rides.
Yeah, definitely. That's something I'll be definitely looking forward to checking out when that opens. And that both of those say there's no opening date, the Tron and the Main Street. So those are down the line. Although in, what, 4 years is going to be the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World, 2021. So I imagine a lot of this stuff they'll have kind of coinciding with that 50th celebration. So the next thing we're going to go to is Hollywood Studios.
Oh, so many exciting things going in there.
Are you happy about this, Bill?
Oh, I'm so excited.
So the first announcement they made was what they're going to call the Star Wars land. It's going to be called Galaxy's Edge. Yeah, I don't really have anything to add about that. I'm not looking forward to the Star Wars land. I'm sure I'll check it out at some point after it opens and the fervor dies down a little bit. Says it's expected to be open by 2019. And that's all I really... I don't have anything else to add. What do you think of the name? Do you care?
No.
They could have called it Free 20s, and I don't know that you'd be dying to check it out.
No, yeah. It's good. We'll just move on from this.
And let's move on.
Yes, brother.
This next one, you might have something to say about this one here. So the Great Movie Ride is no longer. Mm-hmm. August 13th, in a mere 3 weeks from now, it's going to be shuttered, closed down, kaput. Great Movie Ride, see you later. And they're going to be putting in Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like it's going to use some new technologies, might have some of the trackless vehicles and be part of that. I have no idea. They haven't announced much about it except that they're closing down the Great Movie Ride. So Hollywood Studios is dead, officially. Mm-hmm. There's no... might as well debut their new name at this point because it has nothing to do with Hollywood or studios at this point.
Correct.
And that's fine. They've been working away from it, but why even keep the facade? Why have any of it out there at this point? And I'm no great lover of the Great Movie Ride. It's not my favorite. I like it. I don't love it. I felt like it needed to be updated, but now they're just moving away from it. It's done. And it's going to be a Mickey Mouse attraction, which they don't have any Mickey Mouse attractions at any of the parks yet. So that's a new concept. But it doesn't really excite me. It could be, maybe it'll be great technology, it'll be cool to see, but I don't know. What are your thoughts here?
No, doing nothing for me.
Not a fan?
Not a fan.
Are you sad to see the Great Movie Ride go?
I like the Great Movie Melnick.
Yeah, are you going to go try to check it out one more time before it closes down?
We're due to eat there. We haven't eaten dinner there forever.
Now, here's a bit of breaking news for you.
Yep.
Por Favor Merderi and Por Favor Susan have booked a last-minute trip to coincide with the closing of the Great Movie Ride. They'll be there.
Oh, look at that!
They'll be there on August 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th, I believe.
Going down just to ride the Great Movie Ride.
Yeah, and they've secured fast passes for a couple days, so they're going to go on at least two more times and kind of say their final goodbyes to the Great Movie Ride.
Well, if it's on a weekend, I'll have to come down and or go up and we'll do it.
Yeah, it's over the weekend. They're going to be there.
I will meet them on a Friday, probably Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, and they, as you know, that's Mary's favorite ride, and she was very sad. She texted me right away after she found out. She's kind of bummed out, and I can understand. You know, that'd be like if they closed Carousel of Progress, we'd be pretty broken up about it.
Yeah.
And that's her Carousel of Progress, and I understand that.
And that's one of the originals. That's why. Is it a great ride? No. Was it outdated? Yes. But, again, Disney's Mickey Mouse garbage is not going to do anything for me.
No, I mean, I'll hold judgment on that because if it is a new technology...
I'm done.
Well, that's fine.
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Looks like a stupid lunchbox, for crying out loud.
It does look
like a lunchbox.
I just
want to smack both of them.
That's the other thing I don't like, the new animation style of the Mickey and all the Mickey Mouse people.
So stupid looking, isn't it?
It doesn't look like... They need to go back to the more classic looking... Doesn't even look like Mickey Mouse.
No, it doesn't. He's got like sharp teeth. It looks like a pit bull.
All the t-shirts that you could buy at Walt Disney World with Mickey Mouse don't look like that. They don't have that Mickey on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you get the classic with the red sleeves and it has that stupid picture with his choppers hanging out. Don't you just want to backhand him?
In that picture that's on this website? Yeah.
I want to slap both of them.
Sure.
I want to rip her hat off, take her flower, and smack her. Smack her right in front of him, too. Two little weasels.
That's not nice.
No. All right, let's move on. Where are we going now? To Toy Story Land.
Right, Toy Story Land, they're building it right now, and it's going to be open in about a year from now.
Okay.
That's all they announced.
That's fabulous.
There's going to be a kiddie roller coaster and a kid's ride to go along with Toy Story Mania. That's fine. I don't really have a problem with that. They needed to add some more kids' rides to Hollywood Studios, But and that was coming. That was a long time coming. That's already in progress. So that's not really a big breaking piece of news.
So lots of excitement, Jurgen, over Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, you're thrilled. Everything. That was all wins for you, wasn't it?
Fantastic.
That goes. I don't know. That park. What are you going to do in that park in September after Great Movie Ride's closed? Tower of Terror, Rocket Roller Coaster, Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I mean, Toy Story Mania, you don't go on that. Star Tours, you're not a huge fan of.
I like it.
Right, yeah, it's good. I think it's good, but it's not something like, oh, I gotta go on Star Tours. You know, I wouldn't go, I don't know. It's hard to imagine people, if you have a 4-day, one park per day ticket, mm-hmm. why would you go to Hollywood Studios? Mm-hmm. If you're, you know, if it's your once every 3-4 year trip. It's not worth the price of admission at this point.
I would agree with you on that one, Billy.
I almost wish they had closed it down a year ago and just done the construction twice as fast and then been able to do a lot more all at once instead of keeping it open, but you know how that goes. Should we move on to our beloved Epcot?
Yes, because there are some exciting things coming out of Epcot. Would you not agree?
I sense a tinge of sarcasm in your voice.
No, I'm actually, I think there's some good things coming.
Okay, I'm excited about a couple things here, and a couple I'm a little weary of.
All right.
So the first thing they announced, the Future World, they're getting rid of Ellen, and they're bringing in Guardian of the Galaxy. It's going to replace the Universe of Energy Pavilion,
here we go.
Also closing August 13th.
Here we go.
The opening to date of the Guardians
of Energy.
That's a good song, by the way.
Great song. Great
which
song.
They don't play in the current version.
Correct.
So. No, I have no problem with them closing down the current version of Ellen's Energy Adventure.
To the universe of energy. The ending's so good with the drums off. What a great song, Bill. What a great song.
You probably have to play that in this week's episode, I would think.
I'll give it a whirl.
So, the Guardians of the Galaxy attraction is set to open in 2021, so that's 4 years off. It's a Marvel movie, comic book movie. I haven't seen it. I know it was very popular. I don't know what the ride's going to be, if it's going to be a major thrill ride, if it's going to try to work in with the Epcot theming. Apparently they're going to work an Epcot storyline into the new movie itself, where like one of the characters grew up loving Epcot, so it kind of shapes the way the movie is. I don't know how that's going to work. I just heard something about that, so... I don't know. I'm not going to shed a tear for Ellen's Energy Adventure.
Correct. But you're also not excited with what they're replacing it with.
No, right? And they also haven't said what it's going to be. They just said it's going to be with the Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. I wish they would do something a little more with the original theme of Future World. But they've also been striking out a lot lately on the revamps of Future World. I mean, the World of Motion... to Test Track, and then Horizons going to Mission Space, mm-hmm. So it's not like they've upgraded everything, even the Imagination Pavilion and Finding Nemo. So they've done a lot of upgrades around Future World, but a lot of them have been either equal or worse. So we'll see how this goes. That's going to be something that's going to eat up a lot of people.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll make the lines for Soarin' a little less and the lines for Test Track a little less and everything. And Epcot does need more attractions. In Future World, I feel like it's been lacking, so it's good that they're adding something. But
they got plenty of attractions. They're called restaurants.
Well, that's very true. That's a good point. I feel like you kind of have tempered expectations on this. What are your thoughts on this one?
I'm kind of neither here nor there.
You don't care that Ellen's gone. You'll probably check this out at some point.
Correct.
When it's under a 300-minute wait and then go from
there. Ellen's one of those where if I go to Epcot... 7 times a year, I go on it once or twice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this next one is in the France Pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to bring in that Ratatouille ride from Disneyland Paris. And it's going to be kind of in the back behind the pavilion in the open space that's already there. I don't have a problem with this.
As long as they don't taking the movie away.
As far as I know, what I've heard is the movie is staying.
I love that
Impressions
movie.
De France is still going to be there, and the queue for this will start like behind that theater. So it's going to be totally separate. It's not going to take anything away, and they're going to add to it. And this one, you know, we gave the Frozen thing a hard time because it took away something that was already there, and it's not really based in Norway. At least the Ratatouille ride is based in France, and it kind of fits with the pavilion. I don't have a problem with them adding.
No, I think this is a good add-on.
attractions to the countries. And like you said, if they take away Impressions of France, a lot of people will change their opinion on it. But as of right now, it seems like that's going to stay. So I'm looking forward to this as well. Again, 2021, the projected date. And also, as we said just a few weeks ago in our Much Ballyhooed Disneyland Paris episode, that the Ratatouille ride is a must ride.
Yes,
so now
did.
It's being brought stateside.
Yes. I wonder if they listened.
Very good. I'm sure they did. That was part of the reason.
Mm-hmm.
They brought it over. Now, there's a couple more things in World Showcase. One more thing in World Showcase. The China Pavilion is getting an update to their movie, their 360-degree circle vision. They're going to use new digital filming process to create their first seamless 360 experience of today's China. I don't have a problem with this.
No, that's
I'm glad
cool.
They're keeping the movie. The update, I mean, you'll kind of miss the older one just out of nostalgia, mm-hmm. but it's kind of like Soarin'. It needs to be updated a little bit. They need to make it a little more sharp. And just as long as they don't add characters and dumb things to it and still make it about China.
Yes.
And a lot of the you know, just update the movie and make it in the same style as the old one, just with newer, sharper pictures and new things, I'll be happy with that. So I'm looking forward to that. So far, World Showcase has been, looks like it's going to be improved.
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely not taking
here.
A step back, that's for sure.
No. Now, there were rumors of a new country being added, and they didn't announce anything about that. It was supposedly Brazil was going to be added in.
You know what that means, clapping. Jürgen?
What does that mean?
New restaurants.
Yeah, but that did not get announced.
No, but I'm saying whenever they talk rumor about new countries, we get new restaurants.
Right, that's why I was hoping they announced there was going to be a new country, but that didn't come through. So maybe that'll be in 2 years they'll announce that in the next detail.
Brazil, mark my words, Brazil is going to be the next country.
Well, that's what the rumor was, and that'd be great. A Brazilian steakhouse, I'd like that. I would be happy with that. Anyway, so now your favorite attraction, Mission Space.
Should we just cut and just start designing their new menu for them for the rest of the episode?
For Brazil?
The Brazilian steakhouse?
Yeah.
Get the test lab going.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what about Mission Space,
this,
Billy?
Mission Space, there's two, a bizarre, lot of focus on Mission Space for an attraction that gets very little love, isn't talked about very much. Two big updates on Mission Space. They're creating a new orange mission sequence, so they're going to revamp the video, so it's going to be basically a new attraction. And for people like you, there's going to be a new green mission.
For the youngsters.
Which is more geared for family.
Yes.
So it's going to be like more of a Soarin' through space. So it's going to be much more tame and family-friendly. So I have no problem with that. That sounds like a good idea to make the green a whole different movie. A whole different experience than the orange, instead of just a tamed down version of the orange, because you don't get the effect. It's almost just like you're watching a movie when you go in the green one, and the orange one is so intense, and the green one is very, it's just strange. If you've done both, I think you know what I'm trying to say. I know that you haven't done the orange,
uh-huh.
but they're going to do a new sequence on that as well, so that's good. I mean, I have no real feelings either way, but anything that's new like that, I don't have a problem with. Now, how about this? This one, I'm on the fence. I'm not sure. A space restaurant, a new table service restaurant next to Mission Space, and it's going to feel like you're eating in outer space. Space-themed restaurant. I don't know what space-themed restaurant means, except for decor. Like, what's the menu going to be?
Well, it's a sit-down, so it's not going to be it's probably not going to be the burgers and chicken fingers.
Right, but like, they usually do a pretty good job theming the restaurants, like, based on menu items, but there's not really a lot of
right.
Culinary items that space is known for, except for that ice cream that tastes like styrofoam.
Right, correct.
And maybe that'll be their dessert. I don't know. Astronaut ice cream. Like you said, anytime a new restaurant comes in, I'm all for it. So if they're going to add a restaurant and get menus released out there, it gives us something to go through and look at, I'm happy to check it out.
Yep.
And Future World needs a couple of restaurants in a sit-down.
Do.
I don't think are there any sit-downs? Oh, there's Coral Reef, that's the only sit-down in Future World, right?
The other one's all you care to enjoy.
Oh, Garden Grill, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, this will be good. It's good to have another restaurant. I'm never going to complain.
And there's so much room. They got to put stuff over there. People don't realize that there's actually attractions over there, over where Mission Space and Ellen's is. Because it's just so tucked away in that corner.
Well, there's nothing to draw you there.
Right.
So maybe they'll start working on that, like you said. I guess they figure if the Guardian of the Galaxy thing takes off, they're going to need stuff to distract you with over there.
Because you know if anything's going to attract us, it's going to be good food.
Yes. Now, I don't think this site has it. I'm just scrolling through quickly. Did you see the concept art of the whole like overlay for Future World, some of the new stuff they're going
to
do?
No, I kind of like glanced over it last night, but I didn't take time to really look at it.
Yeah, I didn't dissect it too much, but it looks like they're going to update the look of Future World. They're going to keep missions. Spaceship Earth is the centerpiece. There's going to be some more open walkways. I think they're going to get rid of Inventions, those two buildings that don't get used, correct, which is fine by me because they're not using them anyway. They're going to create those as walkways. There's going to be new fountains and some new greener areas and things like that. It looks like a nice update to Future World, which it kind of needs a little sprucing up. I mean, I love Future World. I love the idea behind it, but I don't mind if they spruce it up. And as long as they keep Spaceship Earth and keep the background loop,
yes,
I'll be happy.
Yes.
Now, here's a big word coming up. Resorts. Two new resorts.
Yes.
And I know you're very excited about one of these. The Disney Riviera Resort is going
beautiful,
to be...
beautiful, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. A DVC... resort. It's going to construct its 15th Disney Vacation Club property, which will be near Epcot. No opening date yet. It will be connected to Epcot and Hollywood Studios via the new gondola transportation system, which we'll get to shortly. Looks like a beach resort, like one of those high-rise kind of condo things that you see in the Riviera, like you would see
French
down in
Riviera.
South Beach. Yeah, exactly. It looks like it'll be a very high-end kind of thing, and you know, the DVCs are known for that, and I'm sure it'll have all the amenities, and it'll have a great pool and all that good stuff. And that means there'll be at least three new restaurants, right? A signature, a one service, and a quick service.
Yes.
So that's always good
as well.
That's
always good news, Bill. Always good news.
Because that's a guaranteed three new restaurants. Mm-hmm. So that's my main takeaway, because I probably won't ever stay there, because the DVCs are a little expensive if you're not a member, if you try to stay on them. But I'm sure I'll eat there at some point. And that's the most important thing, right? And you'll go swimming there.
And hit the hot tub. You are correct.
Although they're getting wise to you. They're starting to make like a pinpoint of what you need your magic band to enter into a lot of these new pools. So they're kind of cutting your legs out from under you.
Yeah, you always walk right behind the person who's going in and act like you belong. Act like you belong.
Right. Good point. Now, how's this one? There.
The next one sounds horrible.
This one, I'm going to chalk this up to it's not for us. We're never going to experience, it's not going to be, I don't know, the Star Wars Hotel. It made big news, people talking about it. They're building a luxury Star Wars themed hotel. They're building it as their most interactive experience yet. So apparently, and I read this somewhere, that a two-night stay will cost $1,000 per night per person.
Whoa. Time out, Celtics. Celtics. Repeat that, please.
I heard it's $1,000 a night per person.
So a family of four, we're talking $4,000.
For a night, yeah. That's what I heard. I don't know. That could be misinformation.
Ridiculous.
You know, there's a lot of... But because, I guess, apparently what you get, like, they give you costumes and all this other kind of stuff that you get to do. Like, you dress up. I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me. I mean, for the theming of it... I'm sure they'll have it themed exactly like the movies, but that theming isn't conducive to, like, rest and relaxation for me. Being, like, on a spaceship, I don't know. It's going to be these giant screens instead of windows in the room, so instead of looking out over, you know, nice landscaping, you're going to be looking at a screen that shows, you know, Ewoks or something.
Yeah.
And people will be lining up and paying whatever they charge. They could charge $4,000 a night, and people... It'll be a wait list, you know, years
They're
long to stay there.
They're not getting $4,000 a night for that dump. There's no way.
That dump. It's going to be a deluxe. It's going to be a luxury resort, all-inclusive. Like, these are people that won't even go to the parks. They're just going to stay there to do, like, Star Wars minicamp.
These people are real geeks, aren't they?
Remember, like, they still do it. You know, like, you hear about those, like, fantasy camps where you get to play baseball with, like, Louis Tion
Don't
and
even
stuff.
Tell
this
me.
Is
they
like
got
this.
One of those for Star Wars?
That's what this is going to be. It's going to be, like... pretending you're in Star Wars for 3 days or whatever. You won't even go to the parks. You'll just stay there and they'll have, like, Jedi training and stupid things like that. I guarantee that's what it's going to be. It's going to be the nerdiest thing you've ever seen.
Oh, have you ever been? No, you probably haven't. I've been to San Diego for Comic-Con. You talk about being scared. Oh, Bill. Actually, I don't know how the heck it happened. I've been there twice for Comic-Con.
Just happened to be there when Comic-Con was going on?
Yes, it was just so coincidental.
How'd you even get a room? I heard you can't even like, get rooms in the San Diego area when Comic-Con's
going
on.
I have no idea. But I was like, you know, it was like one of the trips that I went with my parents, and it was when it wasn't really cool vacationing with your parents, but Southern California, I've never been there. Okay, I'll go. So I was of legal drinking age, so my parents, after dinner, they'd go to like this place and have an Irish coffee, and I would go hit up the hotel bar. And all these geeks are walking around like in Darth Vader stuff. I'm like, who, like, these are grown adults, and they're dressed like it's Halloween. It was really bizarre.
But this is like 20 years ago, though.
Yeah.
But this is before Comic-Con became like a big thing. That's when it was the real nerds.
Yes.
Now it's like people who want to pretend they're like cool and geeky that go to it, but back when it first started, those were
real scary.
Real scary. You'll walk down like a side street in Baltimore and not be scared. You'll see like crack addicts and stuff, and then you go through San Diego, see a guy dressed up as Darth Vader, you're like, oh, these guys are real
nerds. These guys are scaring the heck out of me. Big time geeks.
That's not good. Yeah, so that's what this is going to be.
Wonder what kind of food they're going to have.
Well, it's probably a lot like the same Mission Space restaurant, same kind of food.
Yeah, I'm thinking, because I'm not thinking these people are going to be the most sophisticated of sorts, do you?
Well, if they're dropping a couple grand a night on a hotel, they're going to probably be able to afford it.
Yeah, but these, you know what, though? These are your big, geeky executives in Silicon Valley.
That's true.
So, like, pick their noses and stuff. So, like, they're going to want, they like, eat burgers and dogs and stuff.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll have to wait and see. I'm sure they'll have some decent restaurants there.
I'd be interested.
Now, I wonder if they're going to do something, which I wouldn't have a problem with if they do it. It still wouldn't interest me. If they're going to have, like, a special entrance or transportation directly into the Star Wars land at Hollywood Studios. Like, you ride in a special vehicle to get there or something. They have, like, a... Like, you know how at, in Disneyland, the Grand Californian has an entrance directly into California Adventure? I wonder if this hotel is going to have, like, an entrance directly into Star Wars Land, where if you stay there, you get to be, like, you don't have to leave the nerdiness ever. You just walk right out of your room into the park.
I bet
they're
going
to try to do something like that. I bet they'll do that.
Here's a thought.
Now, here's something that I'm very excited about. You must be thrilled
this
about
is like
this.
This
is awesome.
This is, like, the coolest thing I've seen.
It's incredible. The Skyliner, the Disney Skyliner.
I mean, I might not even buy park tickets anymore. I might just go up there and ride this from resort to resort and just eat at the restaurants. I mean, this is absolutely phenomenal.
So the Skyliner is going to be a gondola transportation system that will connect four resorts and two parks. Hollywood Studios, Epcot, Art of Animation, Pop Century, Caribbean Resort, and the Riviera Resort. No opening date yet. This could be a sooner versus later because they've already started construction. It sounds awesome. I don't know. I have a suspicion because of the amount of people that are going to want to do it because it's so new and unique, and they don't look like they hold a lot of people in those gondolas. I have a feeling they might charge for it initially anyway, which I wouldn't have a problem with, by the way. If you had to pay like $20 or $50 for the week to get to use the thing if you're staying at Pop Century, I would do that in a heartbeat.
I'd pay $50 just for the day.
Well, all right.
Look at how
cool
that is.
Don't say that too loud. Don't say that too loud.
Well, I mean, they got sophisticated market research.
Yeah, I'm sure they
do. But how sweet is that? Look at that. Oh, going over Caribbean Beach Resort.
Right, exactly. It's really cool. Oh. And also, I guess the gondolas have, like, characters on the outside. So one looks like the Haunted Mansion. One has Mickey and Minnie on it, things like that, which is kind of cool. Yeah, Caribbean Beach Pops. It's amazing that the values are getting this really cool, I guess just right place, right time.
I wonder what that means for the value prices.
I wonder. And I think it's a lot of it has to do with that the Riviera Resort being built. They need to get that unique transportation there. That's going to be their big selling point for that DVC. Gondola Skyline into Epcot. What's cooler than that?
I just go around in circles.
Yeah, well, it doesn't look like it's a circle based on this map that they're showing, but that's okay. We'll make it work. Yeah, they're going to have to charge for that, don't you think?
Yeah.
The lines would be ridiculous otherwise. Because who's going to want to take a bus back to Pop Century from Epcot if you can get on one of
these only
things?
Thing is, this strikes me as it's going to take a lot longer to get to your destination.
I don't know. It's pretty close as the crow flies. If they make these things in straight lines, it's probably not that long. I don't know how fast they go.
Then they're dropping off and picking up, dropping off and picking up, dropping off.
Well, that's true.
Because you're going to have
it's not like at the ski resort where they just pick you up.
Yeah. From Pop to Epcot, or are you going to have to stop at Out of Animation, drop and pick people up? And then go to Hollywood
Studios. I can't imagine
they
drop, because I think you could only fit like 8 people in the thing. I don't think they're going to stop at every stop. But how do they make it work? I don't know, Bill. This is a lot to be found out about this.
Yeah, we're going to have to put our guys to work because this is very, very exciting news, don't you think?
It's awesome. Whatever it is, I'm on board. I would pay to use this.
Yes.
Put it that way. The next thing, I probably wouldn't pay to use this, but it's like Disney's own version of Uber. It's called the Minivan, like Minnie Mouse, M-I-N-N-I-E. And they're these vans that have... red and white polka dots on them. They look like Minnie Mouse. And you can call one. They'll pick you up anywhere on Disney property and take you to anywhere else on Disney property. And apparently it's $20 for the ride, no matter how many people. So if you split it with 5-6 people, it's only like...
that's a great idea. And I think they need this really bad.
It's fine. It's something I wouldn't use because I'm not going to spend $20. But if, you know, if I was with a bachelor party or something and we were at Epcot drinking and we wanted to go over to, you know, Animal Kingdom for a dinner or something, and you got 5 guys and you split it for $5 a head or
that,
whatever.
I'd pay that myself as opposed to having... like, if I was staying at Pop and I was going to have dinner somewhere, I don't want to take the bus to Epcot and then have to go here and then have to go there.
Yeah, but why don't you just call Uber? It'd probably be like $8 instead of $20 for this one.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the only thing. It's not cheaper. It's a little more expensive, but...
you know what the difference is? I mean, peace of mind.
It's Disney.
It's peace
of
mind.
Yeah, that's true. I guess if you did it once or twice over the course of a trip, it wouldn't be that bad, but you're not going to use it going back and forth to the parks every
no,
time.
No, no, no. I think this is perfect, like, if you want to go to a bar or you want to...
but I do like your thought, though, like, on the dinner reservation, because when we did our honeymoon, we did take a cab once to the Contemporary, because we didn't want to... have to take the bus, and that's an easy one, but we were like running a little late and the bus to Magic Kingdom takes forever. Yep. And then you got to walk over, so we just took a cab directly and then we bust it back. So that makes sense if you have like a nice dinner reservation and you don't want to have to rush and sit on the bus.
Yeah, totally.
Get to the, like you said, go to Epcot, get on, you know, the next bus that takes you to Boardwalk and then go through Boardwalk. So this way it just takes you right there,
saving you a ton of time. And if you're on vacation, you want to blow an hour to save $10? I don't.
That's true.
I don't.
Yeah. No, that's true.
I'd rather spend the time either taking a nap or being in the pool or doing something. But time, man, time's very important, especially on vacation.
Yeah, if it's your once-a-year trip, the time is valuable. That's a good point. Well, that's the end of the list here. So there's some pretty exciting things. I think, what are you most excited about? Is it the gondola or the new resort?
Probably the gondola, if I can ever use it, because I'll probably never stay at that resort.
Well, not, yeah, but you'll eat there.
But like I'll eat there, and I'll probably hang out there.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Now I'm torn. Maybe it is the resort. Because I always get excited when they build new resorts.
You love the resorts, so that's a great thing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a DVC, so like I said, it's a guaranteed 3 restaurants. Because mm-hmm. you know there's going to be a signature. There's going to be a one service, and there's going to be a quick service. And there might even be another. They might throw, like, a buffet in there, like a character buffet or something.
And this, just looking at the rendering of the... it looks like they're going to have one of those over-the-top pools.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just looks like it's just going to be a fun place in the backyard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be ridiculous, I'm sure. Yeah, so I would say, for me, I'm looking forward to the updates to Epcot, I think. I'm not going to get too overly excited because I don't know how the Guardians of the Galaxy thing works out, but Epcot is long overdue for some TLC, and it looks like they're finally going to get it. If they spruce up Future World, add some things to World Showcase, maybe a country gets thrown in there down the line, I think that'll make a huge difference in Epcot and kind of bring it back to its original roots of Future World being more of a place to, you know, you go in and like, oh, this is a place I could live. Because now you walk into Future World... now, and it just gives you the nostalgia. It's like, this is what people in the 80s thought 2010 was going to look like. But now it's 2017, and it doesn't look like
right.
that. So now we want to see what do you think 2050 is going to look like? And that maybe they're going to update it to be more along that lines. That's what I'm excited about, and I hope they do a good job with it. I got nothing else here, Billy.
I got nothing else. We can go to our second break.
Take another vacation?
Sure, let's take a vacation.
see it glow. It's the universe of energy. Come through time, set the course, sail the wind, tap the source. From the sea to the skies, there's a force beyond our eyes. Feel the flow, here we go, through the universe of energy. Feel it grow, see it glow. It's the universe of energy. Cross the bridge, future bound. There's a flame all around. From the sea to the skies, there's a force beyond our eyes. Feel the flow, here we go, through the universe.
All right, back from break. This is episode 177 of the 4-4 Montaigne Gossett Alejandro De Los Podcast. We just went over the announcements coming out of D23. Some changes, some additions coming to the parks, resorts.
Here we go, in the universe of energy. Yeah, some, you know, at first I wasn't super excited about a lot of the announcements, but taking a couple nights and sleeping on it and looking at them again, I'm cautiously optimistic, let's say. Sounds like most of the stuff they're doing is going to be a net positive.
Yes, with the exception of Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios, of course, yeah. But they're in the middle of changing that whole thing over. It's going to be an entirely different place, and I think we just have to accept that. It's just going to be whatever it is once they get Star Wars open.
You know what it is, Bill? It's our first love who broke up with us and was still sitting by the phone waiting for it to ring.
But, you know, you have more of a connection with Hollywood Studios than I do. It was never my favorite place.
Yeah, because you weren't there at the original heyday.
Right, I mean, you loved it in its heyday. And that also, like, when you were going, that was like, oh, it's brand new, you know?
Yes, still had the new car
smell. So that was, like, the cool thing. Right, so that makes a big difference for you. That's why so many people your age and a little older love Epcot so much, because they remember they went to Magic Kingdom, and that's all there was in Epcot opening. It was all new. It was so different than Magic Kingdom, and everything was exciting and technology.
Actually,
and
I hated it the first time I went because I was still
Well, that's
because
you're a little weasel. Yeah, I was young. Yeah. But I was in the same boat. Like, when I went for our first trip in, like, 97, maybe, mm-hmm. I was, like, 13 or 14. I hated it. There weren't a lot of attractions that I liked. I didn't love World Showcase. Actually, kind of avoided World Showcase.
Isn't that so sad now?
Yeah, I look back at it, like, want to grab myself and smack me
on
the back of the
head. I think every kid,
like,
that I talked to who, exactly, they were in that early teen.
Right.
I went the year it first opened, so I was 10, 9 or 10.
Right.
But, yeah, maybe, like, 16 was when I really started to appreciate it.
Right, but either way, I hope they do the right thing by Epcot. That's what I'm most concerned about and most excited about. Hollywood Studios is gone. They're going to rename it something at some point. And then the last vestiges of whatever it was in 1989 will be gone. This is just throwing the last couple of scoops of dirt on the coffin, the Great Movie Ride being taken out. It stinks. I know people who love it and that love Hollywood Studios are mourning it and...
Now, how crazy is it that Matt Airy is actually making a special trip to go down?
Well, that'd be like I said, if they decided to close down the People Mover or something, I'd have to look into flights.
You would.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. You know, we're going to have to do another show once it closes with your sister.
Yeah, I told her she's coming on.
Because that first show that she did about the Great Movie Ride was fantastic. She was so good on that show.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, we have some good shows lined up in the next few weeks. We were talking earlier today. We have a couple trip reviews coming up. We have our food and wine previews coming up, the music and food previews. Some of our most anticipated episodes of the year.
Oh, I've been getting tweets up to like 2 months ago asking when we were going to do that. That's everybody's favorite show.
You know what's beautiful, though?
What's that?
Is that we're like past the middle of July. So by the time this one comes out and then the next couple, we're going to be into August. And the Food and Wine starts in August this year. August 31st, yes. The first day of Food and Wine. I mean, there's more days of Food and Wine than not now, pretty much. 75 days of the damn thing. So there's a lot to cover. Those are going to be some two solid, like, hour 20-minute episodes coming up. Like, those aren't those 45-minute things like we did last week when we were running out of ideas.
Yeah, that's one when I try to upload, it won't let me upload because we've used too much of our free time, and I've got to tell
yeah,
you
exactly.
Figure out how to squeeze some crap out of Audacity. Not Audacity, but...
Oh, Podbean, yeah. I need an extra 6 gigabytes, Bill. All right, let's go work on this. Yeah, so we got a lot of shows lined up. We got some good stuff
going on. Good
content
coming up for a change.
Yeah, very excited. Yeah, I got nothing else to add, though, Billy.
I got nothing else to add either. You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Por Favor Podcast. Our website is www.porfavorpodcast.com. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. You can email the show, info@porfavorpodcast. You can email me personally, Mike@porfavorpodcast. Our YouTube channel, Por Favor Podcast.
Yes, email me, Gary@porfavorpodcast.com.
All right, thanks for listening to episode 177 of the Por Favor Montengase Alejandro de this podcast. For my cousin up in Westerly, Rhode Island, I'm Mike. Mr. Fenway has left. He's going to drink some water, so he left the studio. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.